This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Number 19, is that stop there? Does it keep going? Dude, that Michael Phelps is a machine. And, you know, it used to be like going for the gold, like the Olympic swimmers going for the gold. Now it's Olympic swimmers, Michael Phelps, cupping for the gold. It's a whole
cupping,
different
yeah.
Cupping for the gold. We'll get into that in a moment. But how about them Olympics, as they say?
Exciting night last
super
night.
Fan. Yeah. That 400, it was the 400 meter freestyle relay.
4x100.
4x100, yeah.
Yep.
And Phelps gets in there and just, he ends up taking the lead and with a 47-1 split. Now I was looking at the, you know, when I swam in college and high school, we always did yards, although sometimes we trained in meters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they are so far beyond belief how fast they are. It's just absolutely incredible. I mean, I was doing those times in yards, not meters. But, I mean, nothing close to Michael Phelps. But I could still, looking back, just looking at this because my wife was asking me, how's that time? Like that woman, what was it, Ledecky? Who was it that was a fast freestyler or something?
Katie Ledecky was the other 400-meter freestyle.
Yeah, I was just trying to think back if I could, in my heyday, it's like if you could even beat the Olympic women. They're so fast. It's just incredible what they can do out there. But anyway, I don't know. It is fun. It's a distraction. We could use a positive, uplifting distraction. Every time we look at politics, you know, you just want to think, well, the Olympics were kind of set up so you didn't have to think about politics. But at the same time, you watch a lot of dunderheaded things that are being done when we're distracted. So it's like, how do you make peace with watching the Olympics?
It's only once every 4 years. You know,
but you know how much damage they can do to us once every 4 years?
It's just one of those things. It's like the Super Bowl, you know. I won't watch football for the most part throughout the season, but I'll always watch the Super Bowl, you know.
Right. Hmm. Anyway, I'm just looking at the spring for Zika in South Florida, and they're going to inevitably try to take it up the coast. And, you know, Zika doesn't do anything. It doesn't matter. The sheeple are still saying, drug me, spray me, instead of Michael Phelps saying, cup me. Spoon me, whatever, right?
I
the
knew
cup,
you were
the
going
fork,
there.
The spoon, the knife, you know where it was going. No, this is interesting because Michael Phelps by the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's the Olympic update as we start today's show. We look at a 31-year-old guy. I mean, that's not your prime. You're talking early 20s. Typically, there are phenoms in their teens that, you know, are gold medal winners. But by the time you're 31, if you're barely hanging onto a relay, but I mean, Phelps is still just dominating. Pretty amazing what he did. But what he says about the way he goes about his training is different. The way he goes about his recovery is different. Because that's one of the things, the longer you're on planet Earth, you seem to have a reduced capacity or pace for recovery. No, what do I say? I'm going to bring up my mother's case in this case, right? Every once in a while, she hasn't done this in a while, but she'll call and complain to me. You know, not, oh, Robert, you haven't, or Scotty, she calls me, of course. Scotty, you haven't talked about me. No, it's not that kind of complaint. But it'd be like if she got an injury. Let's say she was on the dance floor and got injured. That hasn't happened, but let's just say that happened. And it would take her a long time, or longer time than she really thinks it should take to recover. I say, Mom, you've been on this planet in that body for 82 years. One of the things we're supposed to learn as we're on this planet for a long time is patience. You ever notice that? We're asked for more patience, but then again, the youth among us are the least patient among us sometimes, too. Kind of, you learn is like, you know what? I'm not going to push this traffic and deal with road rage. I'm just going to roll with it. You get into a new time frame, a new mindset. But sometimes when we look at our own bodies and the recovery, and we go, wait a second. It used to be I could bounce back from that in a jiffy. Do they still say in a jiffy, Superdon?
In a jiffy?
In a jiffy. Bounce back that. In a jiffy.
In a New York minute.
Well, that's more modern, isn't it? A New York minute.
But, I don't know. Well, I suppose some people still say jiffy. But.
Yeah. So here you got one of the top, if not the top swimmer, clearly, in history. And he's utilizing this thing called cupping, which is, it just reminds me of different things, you know, when you're Chinese medicine, acupuncture, moxibustion, there are different things that have been done. And this thing, I've seen it where they heat a cup, they place the cup on the skin, and suddenly the skin just kind of starts pulling in as the temperature differential in the cup starts cooling. It draws the skin out. Now that's going to enhance lymphatic movement, it's going to enhance circulatory movement. And therefore it's going to enhance what? Recovery, regeneration. So you're sort of mimicking things that were more natural, like when you were a baby and you were just like a vat of stem cell production. I mean, just unbelievable how much was being the growth factors involved. And so it's interesting that they're not attacking like the Skepduck Superdon, how they used to attack anybody who did anything if they're in the media's eye. Have you seen anything? Have they attacked Michael Phelps on the cupping thing?
You know, I haven't looked. I'm going to assume that somebody has because they're always so knee-jerk reaction on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now in the news cycle, what you're seeing is everybody going, what are those weird purple spots on Michael Phelps?
Right.
It's the reaction that I had last night when he got out there and he took his shirt off and he was getting ready to swim. And I saw that and I had the same reaction a lot of people did. I didn't understand what that was at first because he had all these like weird purple circles around his shoulder. And today it's just been throughout the news cycle everywhere talking about cupping. Oh, what is cupping? Does it work? Blah, 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 blah. So if they haven't said anything about it yet, I guarantee somebody's going to say something about it by tomorrow.
Yeah, but how do you argue with Michael Phelps' success? You know, that's the thing. They might say, oh, that's crazy stuff because it's not validated by peer-reviewed science. Neither is your vaccination program, by the way. But Phelps is like, you know, what are you going to say? Michael, I don't think it works. Wait, I just got my 19th gold medal at the age of 31. Well, maybe I ought to rethink
correlation
that.
Correlation is not causation.
Yeah, there you go. Correlation is not causation. It's like, you know, whoop-de-frickin-do. No, it's good. It's important. Just to point that thing out. That we've talked about it here also, the power of belief. Dr. Bittar will be on a little later doing advanced medicine. The power of belief is so profound and so powerful that even if it didn't, to 9 out of 10 people, if that one person who believed it did work, it worked, and it didn't harm them, it didn't kill them, it didn't I mean, cupping has been utilized around the world. It's pretty accepted practice in certain cultures, certain regions. The fact is we're pretty medically centric in the West, those of us who grew up under the church authority of the modern medical monopoly, the pharmaceutical fanaticism that is often called mysticism here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So the belief is that powerful. We believe that modern medicine is the best in the world. And then we say, how do we measure that it is the best? And we find out it is the most dangerous, the most deadly form of medicine in the world. But if we don't define our terms and we won't say, what is modern medicine? Is modern medicine drugging people who are chronically toxic and deficient? Well, if it is, it's not a very good response. If modern medicine is putting Humpty Dumpty back together again in the emergency room, then we could say, yeah, modern medicine is pretty darn good. But it has no explanation for cupping except to say, acknowledge that when you pull the skin in this way, when you pull the blood and the lymph into that area, it's going to enhance activity in that area, and that will result in faster recovery, regenerative events. Some would say, well, you might be injuring the skin a little, as evidenced by the discoloration, but I think from the standpoint of that external covering to your earth suit, it doesn't seem to be impacting Michael Phelps negatively or anybody else that we've seen at the Olympics who has tried this. So anyway, I think it's a fascinating angle on the Olympic story and the Michael Phelps story today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't argue with his success last night, you know, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But the cupping is, and it's not just Michael Phelps. There's actually quite a few people in the Olympics that are using the same technique in order trying to give them some kind of an edge. So, yeah,
and I'm wondering,
what you will about it. Seems to be working.
I am wondering how many of them know of Arnica, Montana. I'll hazard a guess at the level of the Olympic athlete, they probably know Arnica pretty well. And I don't know, it's not being talked about, but certainly the chiropractic is pretty accepted. They have chiropractors doing their wonders on the high-level elite Olympic athletes. That's been going on for many decades. Yet, that's not the focal point. Most of the time, it's just orthopedics. You know, how do we put a bone back together when it's broken? But I think there's a whole other realm that if the Olympic athletes would speak out about it, and I wish they would speak out about the... Well, we're going to get to that. Yeah, there's some interesting things about the U.S. Olympic team and the volleyball players when they're
These athletes, hopefully they're doing something about boosting their immune system while they're down there, too. Because, you know, with the issues down there with the water and the pollution and all that kind of stuff, hopefully they're doing something about that as well.
Well, you know, I'd be traveling with my silver and my probiotics and all the other minerals and things that we would do. Magnesium as well for muscle cramping and such, so... There's a lot that we could learn from an Olympic athlete if an Olympic athlete would be willing to speak out about it, but maybe they're too afraid to because of the endorsements they might lose. That's another aspect of this, because the multi-million dollar endorsements don't typically come from homeopathic companies who have maybe millions of dollars of total income, gross income in a year, whereas the billions are coming through big pharma.
Yep. Well.
Yeah.
Going to watch it again tonight.
All right. Well, we'll get the report.
We'll see what happens.
We will find health and healing angles to the Olympic Games if it doesn't kill us. If it strains a muscle, we'll still do it for you. And we'll have our Arnica and magnesium at the ready. The activation products, Ease Magnesium Topical, is one of the easiest things you can do. And yes, you can absorb it through the epithelial layers that surround your body, the epidermis. Look out, Super Don, your epidermis is showing. All right.
No.
When we come back, we're going to show some more epidermis, and somebody might be offended by it, because Joni Abbott's coming on. It is World Breastfeeding Week, and we're going to latch on. Yes, my friends, we are going to latch on.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Latching on. I just made the song. There it is, Joni. See, Joni Abbott's on. I'm inspired.
Thank you. Yes, latch on. The big latch on. Last week was World Breastfeeding Week, Robert. Did you know about that? Did you cover that on your show?
You know, Super Don, what happened? Did you drop the booby? What happened? I mean, we didn't know about this.
I never dropped the booby.
We had Coast Guard Corey talking about poopy water the other day. We couldn't do one booby story last week. Come on.
Booby water.
Booby water is good. Booby water, frozen breast milk pop.
We're talking.
No, we said poopy.
Poopy water, that's right, yeah.
Oh.
Not booby water, yeah. But it was about hydroponics. Now, we are talking about this because, yeah, World Breastfeeding Week, and this whole latch-on concept, are we still having to fight an uphill battle here in the United States, or do you think we've won again, that we're back on to latching on instead of, you know, grabbing the powdered stuff?
Oh, well, it's still a huge uphill battle, but it is improving. I mean, World Health Organization numbers are starting to improve, and we are seeing a very slow increase in breastfeeding in America, but it has to be really, really understood from an immune, you know, health standpoint, how it's so good to help shrink your uterus down for mom. It's so good for her health after the baby, the, you know, numerous benefits that a baby gets, not only, you know, to the immune system, but also in neurodevelopment for their brain. There's still, you know, hundreds of components that have never been reproduced or identified in breast milk. It's, I mean, there's so many uses for it as well. It's like duct tape, Robert. It's that good.
I just never thought of breast milk like duct tape. Okay, but that makes the point.
You can put it on wounds. You can stick it in eyeballs for pink eye. You can put it in ears for earaches. I mean, there are so many wonderful uses for breast milk and even human milk donation to help other preemie babies, help them survive. Donating your breast milk is also just another great way to pay it forward, the liquid gold that we grow within us.
Yeah, I was talking to a listener who is having some difficulty with breastfeeding, not producing enough. And, obviously we'd like to see if there's somebody that will donate, but also there are other ways to go about it before you resort to the powdered stuff. And one of the ways that's been done historically is the use of goat milk. Now, goat's milk is, of course, a little bit more rich than human milk because of the growth rate of a baby goat into a goat, but you can dilute it down. You can even add certain elements of it. We used to make our own for our two kids at a certain point and did very well on it. But the idea of a breast milk substitute for those that, for whatever reason, are having difficulty, it's not that there aren't options, but we'd like them to be known rather than resorting to GMO powders.
Well, exactly. And plus, you also have to learn to avoid the booby traps of breastfeeding. I mean, there are lots of things that moms can do. You know, if we are setting our babies down too much and we're walking away trying to do too much too soon, you know, actually postpartum care and breastfeeding, that's the fourth trimester in pregnancy. And I know I've covered postpartum care quite a bit on your show because it's the attention that we need to draw to the importance of it and how it helps mom and baby transition into that breastfeeding relationship, which will sustain the immune system, which will sustain a happier, healthier environment for baby to thrive in. And parents, you know, will get more sleep, too, if baby's healthy and happily fed and milk drunk. You know, I mean, a tanked up baby full of breast milk is a happy sleeping baby, and that's the goal, to get it to that. But often women run into lack of support with breastfeeding, lack of family and friend support, lack of resources. And so it's important to, you know, go to a LHA League meeting, important to, you know, go find the other groups of moms, like at the big Latch On that was held on Saturday worldwide. You know, groups of moms would get together and latch baby for 60 seconds, and they set world records doing this. It's actually quite amazing. Let me see, 17,223 children were breastfeeding during the one-minute count. 17,072 breastfeeding women attended, and 46,290 people attended the registered global Big Latch On locations to support breastfeeding worldwide.
Wow, another world record. This one not by Michael Phelps. That's pretty cool.
No. No, actually, you know, to watch a group of women with babies, sometimes, you know, more than one baby attached to each breast, they walk in and you're like, oh my gosh, what's about to go down? Everybody lifts their shirts and they just start nursing. It's a beautiful sight.
Well, some folks are having trouble with that. We've got a story about that when we come back. Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health is with us right now on the Robert Chad Bell Show. It's Advanced Medicine. We're going to get to Dr. Rasha Bittar. We've got some good questions of the day coming through. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can call me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, for all the links in those show notes. Back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, making World Breastfeeding Week even larger. How can we do that? Well, we have Joni Abbott, Homegrown Health, here with us. We'll also talk about some things during pregnancy, about weight gain, about different diets and juicing. It's one of those moments we get to do that because Joni's with us. Now, this story came out of England, interestingly enough. And it would be almost like a Monty Python skit if it weren't real, right? A woman who was breastfeeding, let me say it this way. The woman who is supposedly the victim here says she was squirted with breast milk by a woman who was breastfeeding. Now I'm thinking, did the baby just miss and that happened, or did something else go on? And apparently the woman who claimed she was wronged actually was wrong to begin with, because she told that woman, you should get out of this park
where people can see you breastfeeding and go to somewhere private. And apparently, that's when the mother said, oh, yeah? Squirt. And it turns out that in England, there was something called the Equality Act 2010, which made it illegal for anyone to ask a breastfeeding mom to leave a public place. That's interesting.
It is. It's like, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. She just got a little old school on her. And, you know, I don't agree with, you know, squirting bodily fluids on other people when they offend you. I do understand the woman's frustration because I myself, you know, when my babies were younger and I nursed, it was not looked highly upon to nurse in a restaurant, yet why should my child have to eat in a bathroom stall when no one else has to eat their dinner in there either, you know? Breastfeeding is natural and normal, and that's all part of why the Big Latch On exists, is to help normalize breastfeeding, you know, remove the hypersexualization of breasts in our country, and just help people realize boobs are normal and babies need boob milk, and we're here to feed babies. There's nothing to be ashamed of, and nor should we be asked to leave. So I tell you, Europe is a little bit more open even about the showing of breasts in general through art and through clothing, and they don't see it as big of a deal as we do here over in America. So it surprises me that another woman over there in England asked another woman to actually leave and go somewhere else private.
Yeah, well, listen, be careful when you do that. Wear your goggles, just in case. All right.
Now, I'm going to hose you down.
Yeah, on to the pregnancy issue. This is about weight gain during pregnancy. And Lord knows there's a variety of poundages that are different from woman to woman. But it isn't that in nature's design, that we were designed to, you know, double and triple our weight during pregnancy either. And, of course, we have some... I think wrong-headed concepts and, of course, wrong food during pregnancy that could cause things like severe weight gain to occur. But from a more of a, how would we say it, a natural mom kind of perspective, how would you look at this issue of weight gain during pregnancy?
Well, you know, I look at my own pregnancies to kind of gauge that what was going on even in my own life and how I now see with my first pregnancy, we're not as educated, and with our food supply being so contaminated and our food supply not being what it is and fast food being really acceptable. I mean, I worked an office job and I ate like quick convenience foods during the day, and we give ourselves permission sometimes as women, oh, we're eating for two now, or hey, we have these cravings, so we must give in to them. And after my first pregnancy, I gained 64 pounds. I lost 55 of it in the first couple of months through breastfeeding. But that rapid weight gain and then that rapid weight loss, you know, I only delivered a 6-pound baby. So I was at the time eating all the wrong foods. And then I compared that with the 25 pounds and then the 20 pounds I gained consecutively after having the two other pregnancies, and I ate much differently. I ate more vegetables. I ate more leafy greens. I ate different varieties of protein, including some plant-based. And, you know, you just watch your diet and you educate yourself. And my babies were both, you know, 2-plus more pounds heavier, and I had gained a significantly less amount of weight, and it was so much easier to recover. I didn't feel so bogged down. And I just see a lot of first-time moms making that mistake. Or on the other end of the spectrum, they don't eat enough because they're afraid of gaining the weight, and they still are not eating the right foods, and then baby's malnourished or they have some pregnancy complications. So I think educating ourselves on real food, you can't overdose on salads. You can't overdose on lentils. You can't overdose on goat's milk, you know? I mean, you really are not going to OD on good food.
Yeah, how would you say... from a guidebook, like I've talked to, you know, about the Brighton baby. There are different books and guidebooks that are out there that are helpful in preparation for pregnancy, prenatal care, you know, also the things that you should and should not eat, that kind of thing. Is there a favorite guidebook that you have?
Oh, man. Well, there are so many guidebooks that have wrong information in it. That's going by, you know, the BMI charts and the USDA Food and Drug Administration guidelines, and you know, I don't ascribe to the government facilitated guidelines. I think let's go back to nature and look. There's The Kind Mama from Alicia Silverstone that I've heard is a really good book. These are more recent books. Of course, it didn't apply to me. I love Dr. William Sears. I love that whole family's idea of attachment parenting and natural parenting in that way. They have the pregnancy book. They have the 2-year baby Bible, as I called it. I lived through that book, the baby book. There are several others that are absolutely fantastic. The Business of Baby by Jennifer Margulis, I think is her name. Margulis, she's all of our friends on Facebook. And she's just a fascinating researcher and just has so much to share. I mean, learning about vitamin K during pregnancy is really important, especially to avoid that vitamin K shot in the hospital that they want to try to give your baby. So really, you know, being educated on food and how to get your enough protein, why saturated fats and B12 is really important from animal sources, at least low on the food chain. If you're a vegan or a vegetarian, I always encourage consideration during pregnancy to go in that direction as well to make sure baby's getting everything they're needing for proper development.
Nice. Now, there's another article here during pregnancy. Is juice cleansing safe? And I think these are trick questions because on one hand, you'll go in and go, you know, how many people are saying they should juice cleanse during pregnancy versus juicing during pregnancy? I think those are two separate things.
I agree. I don't think you can, I mean, flooding your body with nutrients at any given point in time in your life is always a good idea, pregnant or not. I mean, these are essential vitamins that our bodies need. I mean, essentially, we're bodybuilders. We're growing babies inside of us. So we want to make sure we're giving our babies the right building blocks and making sure we're ingesting. I think posing the question of detox during pregnancy, that instantly throws up red flags and it throws up fear, and including juicing in that title, you know, seems as if it would deter a woman from drinking juice freshly pressed during pregnancy. But I think juicing is a great and healthy way to flood your body with nutrients at any given point during, you know, at any given point during your whole life. It's great. And I don't think you should detox during pregnancy, no. So if that's your goal, I would say refrain from that.
Yeah, well, you don't want to go to an excessive cleanse. I mean, the thing is, the liver still has to work while you're pregnant. It's not that all detoxification processes the body stop. So I don't want people to think, oh, I have to stop supporting my liver now that I'm pregnant. No, that's not a good way. That's why we take selenium. We do the GTF chromium. There are things that you can do right through pregnancy that honor the normal processes that have to occur and that may be under additional burden during pregnancy. So, again, these headlines annoy me because they go always to the extreme, and so we can't have a conversation in the so-called mainstream media about what is the balance, what is the right way to go about this.
Well, I think, too, we can look at it as a way of, we can use the word support. Let's include the word support. How can we best support our organs and their natural flow and their natural functions while our body is also trying to make a baby? How can we support? And when you start looking at food as fuel, support, and the building blocks that your baby needs, really the fear of it just kind of gets taken out of it. You know, juice detoxing. I mean, yes, you can detox while you're on juice, but a lot of people are so toxic that when they do put the right nutrients in their bodies, detoxing is a natural result of that. Not because that was necessarily the intention, but because it was the result of having been so toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good point. And, of course, the toxins lead to the deficiencies, which is why I encourage you, if you are not yet pregnant, please plan ahead and cleanse your body now and nutrify your body now so that you're ready to get that healthiest life back through you and out of you and then raise them right. And one of those things we talk about is a constitution. Our body has a constitution, and we've been taught to ignore it by doing the same thing for everybody, and most of it's toxic in the Western world. But our nation has a constitution as well, and I just want to remind folks, this is the week. It's coming up. If you haven't signed up, you're running out of time. It is going to happen. Michael Badnarik is coming to town. Michael Badnarik's coming to town. Yeah, you remember
Michael.
I love
that. I was gonna say, yeah, our body has a constitution like our nation, and mm-hmm. our nation's ignoring a constitution. Well, I guess the people of the nation are ignoring their own constitution as
you got
well.
That right.
So let's not do that. Let's get educated with Robert Scott Bell, with The Power to Heal is Yours,
yes.
And also with Michael Badnarik, and learning about the Constitution of the United States. What's interesting is, I want you to ask Michael a question for me.
Okay.
Okay. So how constitutional is it to have to have a medical doctor sign a religious exemption for your child's vaccination?
Yeah, that's
exemption forms.
That's an oxymoronic thing to do, isn't it? Ask an atheist medical doctor to sign your religious exemption form. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? Well, I will. Right. I'll bring that up.
Thank you, because it's happened in Illinois. They signed that, and I have to actually go through that now with my children.
Incredible. Well, folks, if you want to learn about that and more, again, Michael's coming to town. If you go to the special events section of the website at robertscottbell.com or in the show notes, it links up to the Eventbrite details where you can sign up, reserve your space now. There's only a few slots left for the shooting part of the Second Amendment training, marksmanship training. That's going to be on Sunday the 14th. I want to see y'all here, and it's going to be hosted at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida, a historic inn that's been operating continuously since 1883. How often do you get a weekend away like that? So sign up now. Come on down or come on up or come on sideways, whichever way you can get there. And Joni Abbott, I appreciate you for helping us all to latch on when we need it most.
Thank you. We shall latch on to the power, right?
Yeah.
The power within to heal ourselves and to take charge of your health and healing all from home with Homegrown Health. So thank you, Robert.
Cool. I always feel more musical when you're around. Is that normal? Is that good?
It's normal. It must be that music DJ thing, that day job that I have where we always just end up singing throughout the day.
All right. Joni Abbott, thank you. We've got some news, more news from the Olympics. Interesting stories coming out of Brazil. We'll tell you about after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, super done. Permission to embark from the breastfeeding stories and move to, well, back to the Olympic Games. We okay to do that?
Let's do it.
All right.
I like the idea.
You like the idea? All right. Patrick, downsize the music so we can do our segment here on Olympic kayakers. Oh, man. It's not, you know, that's not even Olympic themed music. I don't know. All right, here's the report. Olympic kayaker, right? We're scared about the water down there in Rio. And this guy, and I saw some kayaking today, and it seemed to be okay, but apparently one of the kayakers...
I got to tell you,
before
he gives the punchline on this.
Yeah.
We have been talking about how there are bugs in the water, bacteria in the water.
Don't open your eyes. Don't open your mouth. Right.
In the water. Don't open your mouth in the water. Don't put your hand in the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these dangerous things about the water. Well, apparently there was a danger about the water that they failed to warn people about.
Yeah. Especially these athletes, because, you know, Lord knows they can't be couch potatoes, but one of them tried. An Olympic kayaker may have capsized after hitting a submerged sofa.
Sofa.
Sofa. Really? How did that get there?
Sofa in the water.
Right? I don't know. I was just sitting in my living room, and suddenly I ended up in the kayaking water. What happened? How does that get there?
This dude, check it out. This guy is doing. He was doing a practice run in the kayak, okay,
yeah,
for the competition that was coming up later.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's going through the water, practicing in his kayak, he runs into a submerged sofa in the water. Somebody had literally just, at some point, I guess, dumped a sofa in the middle of the water, and he ran into it, and it capsized his kayak.
But, you know, where they're kayaking is a pretty controlled little channel of water. How did they?
You would think so, but yeah. It's just, you know, it does not say a whole lot to the efforts that Brazil made at trying to make the environment there acceptable for the Olympics. If you've got a sofa in the middle of the water, I mean, that's just...
And no truth to the rumor that it was a bunch of Americans sitting down in the water cooling off watching the Olympic
Homer
Games.
Homer was not sitting on
Homer
the
was not there, right. It's like, no, back off and watch from the distance like everybody else does. You don't get in there with the sofa. All right, beach volleyball. Have you watched any of the beach volleyball?
I've seen a lot of the beach volleyball. It's been really good.
Do you notice, though, that like the guys that are at beach volleyball, they're wearing normal shirts and normal shorts. The ladies are wearing really small bikini bottoms for the most part.
Is that required? I'm a fan of the women's beach volleyball.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe that's why it got so popular, but they're great athletes, too. I'm not taking anything away from them.
They are, yes.
And, yeah, the behinds are all right, too. But the beach volleyball, the U.S. players are being taunted, not from the competition, but from the crowd at the Copacabana Beach Volleyball Arena.
They are, and every time it turned out that every time that they went to go and serve, the crowd would taunt them by saying, Zika,
right? We're going to scare them. Because the Americans are the dunderheads of the world. Now, I don't know, and again, this is me speaking as an American, and people are not American going, yeah, you tell them, Robert. I'm like, no, if our Olympic athletes buy into the Zika scare like Hope Solo did, you know, like, I think she's a woman's soccer goalie.
No.
You look like a bunch of wimps and wussies scared of a virus that since 1947 hasn't been doing anything.
Right.
And so I think it's a very funny chant that they're doing that. And I hope it wakes people up, because if they're doing it there, then they don't take the Zika scare seriously. Because if it was so serious, you think they'd be making fun of them with chanting Zika. I think so.
You know what? It doesn't say a lot. You know, listen, here you are in Brazil where the Zika is so scary that you've had Olympic athletes drop out and they were scared to go and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But the people in Brazil are using it as a taunt. So it doesn't really say a lot about how the Brazilians are taking it seriously, does it?
No, it doesn't. All right, we've run out of time. I wanted to play the Olympic anthem.
Let's do it with Bitar when we come back in.
We'll see if we can do that with Bitar. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, Advanced Medicine coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Remember, the Constitution class is coming up this weekend. We've got the American Naturopathic Medical Association, the ANMA, coming up later this month in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the healing won't stay there. Cancer Prevention Convention, homeoprophylaxis, the truth about cancer, and the Michigan Cancer Prevention Convention in Ann Arbor, September 11th. All that and more, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price, because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.